So such are the three great stages, three great successive stages of the spiritual path. Morality, meditation, wisdom. Now, the line representing this path is intersected by another line, CD. The line representing the spiritual path is intersected by another line, CD. And the point of intersection of the two lines, that is to say, the point of equilibrium, coincides with the point at which meditation ends, meditation in the sense that I've defined it, the first two senses, and wisdom begins. Not that, of course, when one develops wisdom or starts developing wisdom, one stops meditating. The one is, as it were, superimposed upon the other, and the other continues all the time. And this is also, one may say, the point of no return, the point beyond which the gravitational pull of the conditioned is exceeded by the gravitational pull of the unconditioned, so that the traveller, the pilgrim, if you like, is born inexorably to his goal. Now, the traditional term for arrival at this point, the point of no return, is stream entry. That's the term you find in the Buddhist texts, in the Buddhist scriptures, and hence our title, the title of tonight's lecture, Stream Entry, or the Point of No Return. And this term provokes, as it were, a fresh comparison. Stream, in the expression stream entry, corresponds to the irresistible attractive force of the unconditioned, once you've got near enough to it. So let us work out this comparison just a little in detail. It may help to make the whole subject just a little clearer. Let's suppose there's a river flowing, and suppose there's land on this side of the river. So the land on this side of the river represents conditioned existence, or the conditioned. And the ocean to which the river is flowing, the ocean represents the unconditioned. Now here we are standing on a certain point on the land, on this side of that river. Now we may say that the distance from this point where we now stand to the water, to the edge of the river, this corresponds to the first stage of the spiritual path. In other words, the stage of morality. That distance, as it were, from where we stand now to the very edge of the river. Now the distance from the edge of the water, the edge of the river, to midstream, this corresponds to the second stage of the spiritual path, that is to say, the stage of meditation. And at midstream, once we've reached midstream, we begin to feel the mighty force of the current flowing towards the ocean. And we just have to abandon ourselves to it. And this point in midstream, where we have to abandon ourselves to the force of the current, is the point of stream entry, the point of no return. And the distance from that point to the ocean itself, that's the third stage, in other words, the stage of wisdom. Now, incidentally, I'm reminded here of one of the parables of Sri Ramakrishna, the great modern Indian saint and teacher. He told this parable to illustrate the difference, also the relationship between grace and works. But it has some bearing on this whole question of stream entry as well. Sri Ramakrishna said, it's like rowing a little boat right out into the centre of the river, to midstream. He said, this process of getting into the boat and rowing with the oars, and with great difficulty making progress to the centre of the stream, midstream, this, he said, represents works, karma, if you like. But he says, once you're in midstream, you can hoist your sail. And once you've hoisted your sail will catch the breeze. So you can rest. You can put up your oars. No further effort is needed. All you have to do is to steer as the breeze carries you along. And he said, this represents grace. The breeze represents grace. In other words, the gravitational force, the gravitational pull of the unconditioned.